Freedom. My name is M1. I'm half of the legendary Tell It Like It Is, Everything Is Political rap duo Dead Prez. And this is WPFW, Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
The minerals and vitamins, iron's in the niacin. Out of the loop, I fear rappers. Sit back, I'm about to begin. Bow, foul, talk is squaw. Never even walked the wall. More or less destined to get tested. Never been arrested. My album will manifest many things that I saw, did, or heard about, or told firsthand. Never word of mouth. What's in the future for the fusion and the change? Your rappers are in danger. Who will use wits to be a remainder when the missile is aimed to blow you out of the frame? Some will keep their limbs in, some will be maimed. The same suckers with the gab about killer instincts.
And welcome to Friday's Community Watch and Comment, the open mic edition. I'm Esther Avaram, and Michelle Roberts is still hanging out with me here in the studio, an awesome environmental activist here for Earth Day. And we just finished a show talking about Flint, talking about the environmental justice movement, everything. We went from Flint to New Mexico to D.C. to Bolivia. We went everywhere. And so that is very much on my mind today, but this show is to hear what's on your mind. So you can call 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893 for your story of the week. Certainly a lot happened this week. Big in the news, of course, the prince joining the ancestors, making his transition yesterday, and under conditions that are still mysterious. People don't know exactly the cause of his death. The naming, the announcement that Harriet Tubman would be put on the $20 bill. Certainly a lot of discussion about that on social media, positive, negative, neutral, and very passionate arguments about the honor, you know, whether this is an honor, and how it has reawakened people about Harriet Tubman's life and her tremendous contribution and the incredible work that she did and the incredible person that she was, just almost like a superhuman hero to me, like a superhero. So 202-588-0893. Again, I'm Esther Rivera. I'm in the studio with Michelle Roberts here to take your story of the week. 202-588-0893. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Ty from Northwest D.C.
Yeah, this is Tyrone from Northwest D.C. Yeah. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, first of all, I want you all to have a very blessed and safe weekend. Now, let's start with Prince. He'll be dearly missed. He was a very great artist, and I hope they find out what the actual cause of death. They are going to do an autopsy. And the next thing is Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. I think it's a great idea. She was a great woman who really assisted in the abolitionist of Indian slavery. So I think that is would be an honor to her. And then the thing with the water, they lay it in the water. Mm-hmm. I think that the people up there in Flint, somebody does need to go to jail. Maybe probably quite a few of them, because the man did say there was some more investigations got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Now here in D.C., they lay it in the water here.
Right.
I think if it's in a public school system or private school system, somebody needs to be held strongly accountable for that. And if there's been any crimes committed or things were overlooked or something was going on under the table, then there needs to be some sanctions put against those individuals, too.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call. You all have a blessed and safe week.
And thank you for calling, Ty. 202-588-0893 is the number to call for open mic community watching comment on Fridays. I'll go to my next caller, Marini. Good morning.
Good morning. I just, again, want to give my condolences to Prince's family and to his larger family, his fans. And my ex-husband and I celebrated on New Street last night at a dancing club all night, and we just had a great time celebrating his music and his life.
Wow. What club was that?
This was around 9th and, like, on one side, it's like they were playing Vanity music for some reason. I'm not sure, but that was pretty cool. So it was the club directly across the street.
Right.
I don't know the name of
that's
it.
We all right.
Don't
that's
hang out, but we did it for Prince last night.
Well, thank you. Thank you for getting out there and shaking it up for Prince on U Street. 202-588-0893 is the number to call to give your story of the week here on WPFW Pacifica Radio. I will go to Daniel next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to tie in the previous caller. The gentleman who exposed the situation in Flint, Professor Mark Edwards, at Virginia Tech,
right.
He was here in D.C., and he said that there's been a huge cover-up, that the D.C. lead-in-the-water situation was 30 times worse. And actually, my tie-in is we're trying to save McMillan Park, the 25-acre site on North Capitol in Michigan.
Right.
And there's a 20-acre underground cistern there that makes no sense to destroy it for 50 buildings that the developers are planning, virtually a city. And that city is, we're appealing the zoning decision right now. We just submitted briefs to the D.C. Superior Court.
So before you describe that appeal, talk about the cistern and what that means. A lot of people probably don't know what that means and why you think it's significant to water.
Right. Well, the threats that we have to our water system, I mean, you know, they're digging a gigantic tunnel there because of stormwater runoff and flooding in Bloomingdale. There's also nerve gas contamination leaching into the water, groundwater in Spring Valley from a believe it or not, World War I American University nerve gas research laboratory dumps. But actually, I wanted to tie it into what's happening now. The underground cisterns are perfect for adaptive reuse, to be left alone and not demolished for this humongous development. We could be creating all kinds of activities like urban agriculture, cafes, bistros, all sorts of activities that are beneficial to the community that preserve the 25-acre green space above and not overbuild it. The development is planned to bring 30,000 cars a day to North Capitol, which already has 38,000 cars a day. The development is planned to bring 24,000 a day mass transit users, and there is no mass transit there. Those 24,000 mass transit users are going to need 600 buses and shuttles a day.
Okay.
So the city has to understand what kind of corruption is going on here.
Okay. I'm really interested in what you're saying, Daniel, and I definitely want to talk about this some more in the future, but I have to let you go and move on to the next caller. But thank you for calling, and please call again to give us an update on what's happening, okay?
Thanks so much.
202-588-0893 is the number to call. I'm going to go to Satellite Lady. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, hi.
Good morning.
Hello. I think we all here, particularly in Maryland, need to get together and have as well as Washington.
You should speak directly into your line. It sounds like you're on speaker, or get closer to the mic, because it's...
I apologize. Yes, I think we need to have here in Maryland, particularly Baltimore, from now initiate a day in honor of Prince for his song, Baltimore. And also, Harry Tubman. About 18 years ago, I lived in a neighborhood up here in Montgomery County in Jakesburg with her family from Liberia, her great-grandnephew. He was the president back in the 70s, and she died there. But her family lived in my neighborhood, in my development in Gaithersbury. And her great-nephew, his grandson, was in my son's class, and we still have pictures of him and everything. And his name was Ben. And he's gone back over to the library to help his country. And, I think Harriet Tubman's statue is possibly in Annapolis. I know she's in the Maryland Historical Women's Society of Maryland. And okay. That's all I have to say. Have a good, successful day.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I actually...
And her museum also is out New Hampshire Avenue.
Okay.
Dundas Town in Montgomery County. Straight out New Hampshire Avenue is the black families that still live out there that was descended from the slaves. And with the Underground Railroad came through up in New Hampshire Avenue. Straight out, you'll find it in Sadie Springs.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for calling. 202-588-9739 is the number to call to give your story of the week. Lots happening in the DMV and the nation and around the world. We're celebrating Earth Day today, and you can call us and tell us what's on your mind. 202-588-0893. I'm going to go to Lancer next. Good morning, Lancer. Oh, Tesfa, I'm sorry, Tesfa. Good morning, Tesfa.
Good morning, my sister. What a wonderful show. About Harriet Tubman, I want to say it's a wonderful idea. It is an idea that teaches young people that individuals could do miracles, God allowing. I want to say my story of the week is William Shirer. And I want to connect it to Ethiopia. William Shirer was a CBS correspondent in Berlin in 1930s, and he wrote many books, but two wonderful ones. One is The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. The other
I'm reading one that book right now.
Okay. The other one is Berlin Diary, and... it is about fascism, and in Ethiopia this week, the U.S. senators, 11 of them, found out about how the Ethiopian regime is doing genocide, is arresting and torturing young people, human rights activists, and journalists, and how it is doing genocide. And have demanded and condemned the act of that regime. And that regime called Wayane, the system is called Wayane. It is fascism in Ethiopia. And its end seems to be coming. And fascism everywhere has to be studied and condemned and fought against. And to many Americans who are serious about fascism, by Donald Trump, I want to suggest and ask for all Americans to read the wonderful book by the title The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, right. And please help us.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. And for those who may not have been able to understand his accent, he was talking about William Shirer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. All right, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893 to give your story of the week. Good morning, Lancer.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to challenge everyone to always try to expand your awareness, your consciousness. I don't have any feelings about what happened to Prince, and I don't have any feelings about what happened to any celebrity, because everybody talking about they don't know what happened to him because his chip was turned off, just like Brandon Mack's chip was turned off. But I want to challenge everyone to try to expand your horizon. We can't look, racism don't exist anymore. This death thing really don't exist anymore. All our way of thinking, we have to rethink how we look at things, because we've been improperly influenced by 1% of the population to keep control over 99% of the population. Everybody needs to start looking into the technology of cloning. You have to, You have to look into the technology of cloning, okay? Because they put these clones in front of us all the time, and they try to get us into these emotional ways to take our eye off the ball. There's a movie out just to start your learning about cloning. There's a movie out called The Boys from Brazil. I encourage everybody to look at that movie called The Boys from Brazil and start educating yourself on cloning. I'm going to call in again next week, and I'm going to give you an in-depth, I'm gonna give you an in-depth report on the cloning technology they've been keeping in secret. This cloning technology has been around since about the 1930s, maybe later than that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lancer, for that. I think I've run into some clones actually lately. You know, I don't know about him saying that racism doesn't exist anymore. I'm not sure about that. But I do think I've run into some clones. 202-588-0893 is the number to call and give your story of the week. David, good morning.
Hello.
You're on the air.
My name is David Bowie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank
you're on
you.
The
How
air.
How are you? Okay. I live at Crossett, Arkansas, down next to Louisiana state line.
Oh, thanks for calling all the way in.
Yeah, we're having a problem with the Georgia Pacific cooperation. With their wastewater and emissions into the air.
Which corporation?
Georgia Pacific, owned by the Koch brothers.
Georgia Pacific. Oh, Georgia Pacific, owned by the Koch brothers. Okay. Oh, so this is an Earth Day call. Thank you. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we have a problem with them putting chemicals into the air that they discharge from the plant. Mm. And the vapors from that is causing sickness, and we have a very high rate of cancer in this area, and we've had a lot of deaths from cancer in this area. So much so that 2 years ago, we got two new funeral homes, whereas we had for over years one to two funeral homes. Now we got two new funeral homes in 1 year, and they're staying busy. We just have children that are sick, and all ages, people of all ages sick with cancer. And we feel that it's something that is being released into the atmosphere.
To take on this Georgia Pacific, this Koch brothers owned business?
Yes, they own the business. They have enough knowledge to fix the problem, but it's just not happening.
So I guess I'm just wondering, are people organized to fight back against them?
Well, we have EPA. We have EPA that Arkansas Department of Environment, and we've contacted them at Region 6 out of Dallas, Texas, and they have come and found problems and issues of concern. But the problems remain year after year with nothing being done. As a matter of fact, they were here in Crossett doing an interview inspection of the plant and the paper mill itself, as well as the chemical mill that's here.
Okay.
And I think they found 7 violations in the chemical mill and maybe 10 or more in the paper mill.
Hmm.
And I called just the other day to ask, has anybody followed up on the findings as to see were anything done about it? And they said, well, nobody told us to go back and check.
Right, so they found the violations, but then nothing happened.
Nothing happened. They acknowledged that it's there, but nothing is being done about it. And the people of Crossett are still being sick. They're still being faced with the problems that we're talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I have a full phone bank here, so I better let you go. But please be in touch with us again and keep us updated about what's happening, because if the Koch brothers are out there, you know, spilling, you know, toxic emissions over your community, we want to know about it, and we want to let people here in D.C. know about it. 202-588-0893. You're next. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You're on the air.
Okay, I'm calling. I want to make a comment regarding the Harriet Tubman, honoring her. And I think that the best honor for her would be to have her name and her activism associated with a United States movement for reparations for Africans in America. I also wanted to speak regarding environmental issues and climate change that are highlighted in a series of articles called Out of Africa, where it is showing the connection between...
Can you speak up a little bit more, please?
Yes. I wanted to make the connection between a series of articles called Out of Africa, and which is highlighting the impact of climate change destroying the agricultural base of many African countries and causing drought as well as erosion as a result of changing weather patterns, which have led to the mass migration of Africans, particularly young African men, out of Africa. Oftentimes the migration and the hordes that we're seeing desperately trying to reach Europe through Libya or other routes are directly related. Also, food riots that have taken place, as well as political and economic.
Okay. And what's the name of that report again?
I beg your pardon?
Were these a series of articles, or was this a report you wanted to? I just wanted to you to mention the name of that again, because I have to move on to the next caller.
Out of Africa is a series of articles in the Washington Post.
Okay.
And the New York Times.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, and you know, for giving us that information for those who would like to read more on that. I'm going to go to my next caller, which is Ike. Good morning. You're on the air.
How you doing, sister?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you for thanking
me. Thank you. Listen. Thank you for your service. God bless your soul for your service. Because WPFW serves our community 365 days a year. 366 leap year. And they, guess what? Volunteer service. What other corporation do you know can run a radio station that can do what they do, man, so that we can talk to you and say, I love you. I love y'all. I love us.
Whoa.
We love each other. Let's stop this foolishness. We all volunteers. We run a corporation. WPFW is a corporation that we run 365 days a year.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your love and support, Ike, and we love you too. We love our listeners. We love our supporters. And, you know, he's right. You know, we're volunteers. We're, here. The technical term for us, in the, I guess, Pacifica bylaws is unpaid staff. So we are the unpaid workers, the volunteers to, that keep the station, moving and on the air. And, we thank him for that. So we are going to have to start to wrap up this half of Friday's open mic session. But let me go to Tahuti. You're on the air, Tahuti. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Hotep, to you, the PFW listening audience, and the PFW staff. We got to really come back down to earth and understand how important it is to be the first. Because the first people that were here in this part of the world will, in fact, be the last people in this part of the world if they be the last. Now, what we are missing is that genocide is constantly going on, and it's increasing in intensity. So don't be surprised about, you know, the widespread contamination all over the black communities in this country in water, air, and food. Now, you know, if you go back a little, just a little ways in history, you can go back to the 1866 Indian treaties. And the Indian treaties, most of them were mandated by agreements with white folks to help eliminate the indigenous black people that were here in this part of the world. And when they hunted us down, chased us down, and put us in chains, and replaced us with white folks under the Dawes Act, which, you know, white people only had to pay $5 to get on the roads to replace the blacks that were being cast into slavery and destroyed. Now, if you can read some of Dr. Claude
I think we lost Tahuti, but thank you for that information. And I think I can squeeze in one more caller. Just caller, say your first name and where you're calling from.
Dr. Monica Unseld. I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow, another Earth Day. This must be your people calling for Earth Day. I so appreciate you calling. So you wanted to tell us what's happening there in your community.
Yes. There's an area here called Rubbertown. It has around 11 Title V chemical facilities, and there are several neighborhoods around this community.
What's Title V? Just real quick.
Title V is where there could be a major source of pollution. Title V is a permit they have to get if the facility can be a major source of pollution. And they get it through the EPA and the state.
And there are 11 of these?
Yes.
In what community is that?
It's called Rubbertown. Okay. The neighborhoods surrounding it have the highest cancer rates in the county. There are odor releases. They're trying to put a new methane biodigester plant in the area. But what we're seeing here is a disconnect between the environmental justice people and the environmentalists. The environmentalists are like for this methane plant, and the environmental justice people are against it. There's a feeling that the local environmentalists don't take into account people's health. The people in the neighborhoods around Rubbertown, they're already sick. On Christmas Day, you could smell the odors. There are laws here that are supposed to enforce them, but as soon as, like, if it's a holiday or after hours, the facilities just start releasing whatever they want to.
Wow. Where is Rubbertown in terms of...
It's in the western part of Louisville. It's a predominantly African-American area.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been lawsuits against these facilities going back to the 50s. But the facilities just keep winning. There have been explosions where workers have been killed. People live with a train car in their backyard that's filled with toxic chemicals just separated by a chain wire fence. There are schools nearby. The alert system is not very effective. You may or may not get a text saying there's been a release.
Give the listeners your name again, and we want to definitely follow up with you.
Okay, my name is Dr. Monica Unseld, mm-hmm. UNSELD.
Okay.
From Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, and so you are working with this community, folks in Rubbertown, to fight against this this ongoing pollution. Sounds like major 11 Title V major polluters in one area.
Yes, okay. And it's not like the communities around them are not called Rubbertown,
right?
But Rubbertown is just where the facilities are themselves. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Unseld, for calling. And,
thank you.
And she'll be our last caller today for, Community Watch and Comment, the Friday edition, the open mic edition. I'm Esther Avarim, and I've been here with Michelle Roberts, who's helped me so much today on Earth Day. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
And all the folks, the environmental justice activists I spoke to today, especially before us on the ground, we're going to go to a little break, and then we're going to go right to, our tribute to Prince and get that wound up today. And with the great Ida Campbell, and I'll sit in with her and, help out as much as I can. So we are going to go to a little break now, and then we'll, go ahead, Ida.
Hey, Esther, how you doing?
I'm good.
I tell you.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
And one of my guests said Happy Mother's Day for Mother Earth.
That's right. That's right. So I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a good day to be here above the ground, but it's a sad day to see Prince gone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I know it was totally unexpected, but after our little break, we'll get right to it and talk about how phenomenal he was.
Exactly.
And what influence the blues had on him and some other things that I found out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause.